Don't panic. For the next hour, let Steve and Paul talk you down from that ledge, right here on RFI. They're the host who won't cop out when there's panic all about.
Welcome to the Don't Panic Radio Show. My name is Steve Vincent. Sitting right over there is Paul Schultz.
Hey, everybody.
Whether you're joining us on RFI.FM, RadioFreeIndy.com, coming over from the Chopped Liver Dudes, or you're just killing time till the Do It Indy Radio Hour, nothing that we're about to say is true. Never has that been more true. Get it? See what I did there?
Yeah, that was a pretty quick callback.
That was a good callback, wasn't it? Yeah, that was like, it was almost too quick.
I swear it's never happened before.
Yeah. It's never happened to me before. I found my little microphone adapter thing, so the audio may be a little better this week.
Well, you sound marvelous.
Well, you know, the move is different from any other move. When I was younger, I moved every year. Sometimes twice a year, whether I needed to or not. And this move is the first move in 10 years. It's the longest we ever stayed in one spot. Mm-hmm. And the unpacking thing, while it's slow, it's methodical. And it's thorough. Mm-hmm. Like before, we were moving so frequently, there were boxes that we moved to two or three different places without ever unpacking.
You kept writing different stuff on the boxes.
Right, you just write something different. Put this one in the basement. Put this one in the cellar. Put this one in the cement pond. Yeah, but then we're a little smarter about it this time. Instead of being like, well, let's just put everything over here where we never go, and then that way it'll be out of our way, and then we can just unpack it at our convenience. It's like, no, that doesn't work, because out of sight, out of mind. I have two of everything, because I'm like.
Now, honestly, though, when you say that we got smarter, you really mean Constance figured something out.
I started listening to her. That's what I really mean. by we got
so you really did get smarter.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So the average intelligence went up.
Anyway.
that being said, it may not matter for much longer because we're all going to die because World War III is about to start in the Middle East.
Oh, for goodness sake. For a minute there, I thought you said you were going to move again. I was worried.
No. I ain't never moving. I'm going to die in this house. Unless, hang on a second. I just jinxed it. If you see somebody behind me, you say something, all right?
Now, keep in mind, there's a delay, so you might be being stabbed
while
it's happening. She's gonna stab you again.
Yeah.
She got you once already. Duck. Anyway.
All right, dear listeners, we're nothing if not unpredictable. And so in that vein, we're going to switch it up a little bit tonight and start with headlines.
That's
and,
right.
And then, you know, end the show with maybe the introduction, something like
right.
that.
Anyway. You know what I was thinking? You know, because the show's pre-recorded. And yes.
You mean we already did this?
Yeah. I'm listening to it right now.
Does it turn out to be funny?
Oh, it's hysterical. We told you so, or no, not we told you so. Do you remember when segment on the show? We're like we pick a news topic that's going on right now, and then because we forget things every 5 days. It's like, we'll remind people, do you remember when?
hey, do you remember this?
Yeah, exactly.
Seriously, here's a headline. Chicago Cubs look to postseason after a renaissance year. Remember when we all thought this was the year the Cubs were going to go to the World Series?
what were we thinking?
Like right now, they haven't. When we're recording this, they haven't played the wild card game yet against Pittsburgh. And the winner of the they play one game. You lose and you're done. You win and you move on.
Mm-hmm.
And the winner gets to play the St. Louis Cardinals, who are basically unbeatable right now.
Even so, I know that.
So we're all like, oh my God, the Cubs, best pitcher in the major leagues and best season in years, and they're going to go to the World Series. This is the year. This is the year. Fuck that goat. I said that wrong. Hang on.
Wow. No thanks.
Hang on. This is the year. Fuck that goat.
There you go.
Makes all the difference.
The first one
it?
Was a command. The second one was an expletive.
It's like, this show is so scripted. I was just reading the script.
That's
and
right.
And then, it fuck was a that typo. Goat.
Okay, fuck so do you, goat. All right, so do you want to make a prediction of what the score will be? We'll see if you're right.
I predict they will beat Pittsburgh by a mm-hmm. score of 1-0.
Okay.
I predict they will be swept by the St. Louis Cardinals. I don't know if it's three games or four. I've lost track.
Okay.
In the National League Division Series. So they will lose the series however many games it takes to zero.
Oh, okay. Well, remember you and heard that here, folks.
And they'll be beaten by an average of 4 runs per game. That's average. There will be at least one blowout. Then there will be a game that they lose by 1 in the 12th inning. Remember when I made all those predictions about the Cubs-Cardinals series? Remember that? Remember how close I turned out to be? Actually, I don't think the series will be over by the time this airs, but we can do
this
another one
turning
next.
Into, right. This is turning into like Donnie Darko. It's just a time travel episode. Everything.
No, here's what actually happens. The Cubs actually do end up beating the Cardinals, and they make it all the way to the World Series. Where they make it to the they only need one game to win the World Series. They're up by 4 runs in the 9th inning, all right. And the other team, it's 2 outs, and all the Cubs have to do is get this last guy out, and they win the World Series. And what's going to happen is the Earth's going to open up and swallow the entire team, but only the Cubs.
Only the Cubs.
They will all die a miserable, horrible death. And the other team will be on the field and will win by default, by forfeit. That's what will happen.
I'm fairly confident that your prediction is correct.
Fairly confident. Like, fairly you're not 100%, but, you know.
I'm kind of like, maybe. I'm almost with you. If it happens, I'll be surprised, but not completely surprised.
You know what it'll really be? It'll be
saw
like
that
on. It'll be like that movie. This is the end, where you know the big goat looking devil comes out, and right. It'll be like, "What do you think of fucking the goat now?" And he'll just be like killing people, and Ernie Banks will fall out of the sky.
Hey, you know what I learned about that goat? Okay, check this out. I did some research on that particular goat because, you know, there's the whole satanic, you know, statue that was causing controversy
a
couple
like
weeks ago about, you know, what...
Cloven hooves and...
Well, here's what happened. All right, well, think about this for a second. I actually looked into this, and it makes total sense. Historically speaking, biblically speaking, all that. Okay, the devil was an angel, all right? Just because he fell from grace didn't mean he turned into a goat. What happened was he was beautiful. That's how he was able to trick people into doing what he wanted. He was very charismatic and so on and so forth.
Sure.
What happened was when the Templar Knights got more popular than the Catholic Church, the Church accused them of, like, practicing witchcraft, worshiping Satan, and all that. So, in order to make it even scarier for the common person, they took a pagan symbol of, like, this goat god thing and supplanted that for what Satan looks like. that's why we think of the devil with horns and claws and cloven hooves and bat wings.
Wow. That makes complete sense.
Uh-huh.
It makes way more sense than the bullshit that you learn in church.
Yeah. On a Sunday morning.
Well, we just lost our fundamentalist Christian listeners.
Darn.
On Sunday morning.
Okay, so you want to fire in the headlines since we're speaking of the great Satan and all that?
Dude, it's not like I said goddamn bullshit. I mean...
That was did that show ever make it? That show made it on the air, right? Didn't I tell that story already?
Oh, about Sunday the Sunday morning? I'm sure it did.
Steak and eggs. Yeah. I'm sure it did. We've been doing this for a couple of months now. I'm pretty sure I told that story.
Yeah. Yes. Anyway, I like the idea of a segment of Do You Remember When? Okay, so here is Why We're All Gonna Die. Here's a headline from news.google.com, the New York Times, Dateline Moscow. Russian soldiers to join fight in Syria, ratcheting up the confrontation over Syrian war. Russia said Monday that its volunteer ground forces would join the fight. And NATO warned the Kremlin after at least one Russian warplane trespassed on Turkey's airspace. So, for those that don't know, and by now, it's like, remember when we were talking about the Syria thing, like it was new? Like the whole country hadn't gone up in flames yet? Well, it's already up in flames.
Well, we're sitting, we'll be recording next week's episode in NBC suits. So
we'll be exactly.
Okay. We'll be okay.
Yeah, we'll be sitting at the edge of a crater. That used to be the city of Indianapolis. Oh, this could totally turn into a, to bring it totally full circle, this could totally turn into a, damn it, what was that show that we made fun of? That, speaking of
which,
Franco.
Which one?
And, stupid North Korean dictator thing with James Franco.
Oh, God, The Interview.
The Interview.
Yeah.
This could totally turn into that. Putin could listen to this and go, oh, I got to meet those guys.
Wouldn't that be hysterical?
In Russia, we don't have podcasts. In Russia, the cast pods you. I don't know.
That's right.
I'm not witty enough to think of those really quick. But
you
anyway.
Know, regardless of what's going on over there, I would thoroughly enjoy a trip to Russia just to see the buildings.
Yeah.
That's all, and to see the dudes march, that kind of march.
You got that sound down, man.
Plus, I want the hat. I want the big furry hat. and then I get out my binoculars and go, I can see Sarah Palin from here. That's right. Okay. Oh, I'll put a rim shot in there. So.
Yeah, you better. Oh, I'm so glad we can laugh about this now. This whole Syria thing.
We'll be crying in a week when we're melting.
So what I did not realize, I knew that Russia was running bombing raids in Syria.
Mm-hmm.
And what I, which, you know, is enough to go, uh-oh, here we go.
Yeah.
But what I did not know is that they're going to send ground troops. Now that, I mean.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I mean, it's not crazy. It's smart.
Well,
you know,
an airstrike generally implies strategic targets.
Yeah.
Ground troops imply occupation.
Uh huh.
So, just saying. For our listeners that don't get it.
Yeah. It also implies troops being in harm's way.
Mm hmm.
And potentially being killed by NATO warplanes.
Wait, hold on. Can NATO? Wait.
What?
Can NATO actually do stuff?
Oh, NATO. You're thinking of the United Nations.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
United Nations is like trying to use a wet Kleenex as a condom. I mean, it just...
Right.
Feels good, but it doesn't work.
They show up with their... Wait, what?
It's like trying to use a banana peel. It's like trying to masturbate with a banana peel. Feels good, but it doesn't work.
What? Oh, no, is it organic or a GMO banana peel?
I don't want that shit on my...
That's right, because it's my experience that organic is the way to go. That's right.
It's not as rough. It's softer somehow. Now, we were talking about alpha males the last few episodes, and Vladimir Putin is the definite... He's so alpha, he makes Donald Trump look like Hervé Villegas. I mean, there is just no comparison. And
did you catch Bill Maher's segment when he was Putin was delivering a speech and he wasn't naming names, but he was implying who he was, and it's like there's no denying who he was ribbing the whole time. It's hysterical.
Who was he ribbing?
Us, of course.
Oh, I thought you meant a specific person.
No. Basically us. Not like you and me. Because, you know, I don't want him ribbing us. I want him to invite us to the Kremlin. Because...
That's right. Know. He's probably saying things like, you know, when you're a little sissy, you attack countries like Iraq.
Yeah, right.
I think he's talking about us.
I think he's talking about us? No, he's probably talking about Canada.
He goes... The bear. There's no comparison between the bear and the eagle. The eagle looks strong and powerful, but if there was a fight between bear and eagle, would you rather be the bear or the eagle? Why did he start sounding like Arnold Schwarzenegger?
I don't know. Suddenly we're in like Rocky IV.
Yeah. Oh, man. I remember that episode.
That was a pretty good episode. I think we got every single reference wrong in that episode.
Probably. Except for Ivan Drago, who's from Sweden.
Yeah, the Russian by way of Sweden.
The Swedish Russian. He was Swedish Russian. Like, you know, African American, Swedish Russians. You get it?
Yes.
Anyway, so the thing about Syria that is, man. Here's what I was thinking about today. What was I thinking about? Let's take a break and I'll think about what I was thinking about.
British intelligence obtained these pictures 2 days ago. She's the Red October, the latest Typhoon class. Captain's name is Ramius. He's taken out the lead boat in each new subclass for the last 10 years.
What are these doors?
Those doors, sir, are the problem.
They really built this. This isn't a mock-up or anything.
She put to sea this morning.
This thing could park a couple of hundred warheads off Washington and New York, and no one would know anything about it till it was all over.
Just before he sailed, he posted a letter to Admiral Yuri Badorin in which he announced his intention to fire his missiles on the United States.
We sail into history.
The entire fleet is out of frame.
Believe this.
Sir, we have been sabotaged.
The Russians want us to sink her. We might have to do that.
Sean Connery, Alec Baldwin, Sam Neill, Scott Glenn. The hunt for Red October.
I'm telling you, he wants to defect.
Let's shake the man loose.
Rightful rudder.
Counsel, not crazy eye.
Hey, I think somebody just shot a torpedo at us.
Oh, shit. Fuck, we get the hell out of here.
Wait, where am I...
Oh, I know what it was. The movie Firefox. And I don't know. This is a little bit, like, obscure. But you remember Firefox with Clint Eastwood? This is how it, this is how it came about. I've been using... I have a longer drive to work now, and there are, like, four different ways I could go. And I have these apps on my phone that looks at traffic and helps me figure out the best way to go. And while I'm going, I can give it voice commands, or it'll talk to me, like, oh, I found a better route and shit like that. And I remember in Firefox, Clint Eastwood's...
Do you call it, like, your dirty whore and stuff like that when you're talking?
Yeah. And then it goes, I go, suck my dick, bitch. And then it goes, I can't do that, Steve.
I can't do that, Steve.
So I thought about Clint Eastwood flying that Russian stealth fighter, right?
Yeah.
Invisible to radar. But it flew by thought. And I thought this, they said, well, you have to think in Russian because it's, you know, it's Russian. And I was like, I was like, let me get this straight. They have the technology to read your thoughts, but it can't translate. And then he's flying the thing and it's not reading his thoughts. He's speaking in Russian. So he's basically giving it voice commands. And I thought, wow, we're there. And then... we're there. We're where Firefox was taking us, right? Except for the translation part, which is I could speak to it in any language and it would understand me because it would translate it, right? Anyway, we have the Babelfish meets Firefox meets Welcome to 2015. How do you like me now? Anyway,
have you seen like the people with like the prosthetic limbs that They do like the thought impulse thing now. That shit
reads their nerve impulses. Yeah.
Yeah, that shit was straight up science fiction 30 years ago.
Yeah, it was. The other thing, and I couldn't. It led me to the thought of maybe something came on the radio or something. But then I was thinking about that movie and how a Russian. I don't know if you remember this part, but if you saw the movie, you remember it. But this. Russian dude was like a double agent or whatever and helped him get like a lot of different people in Russia helped Clint Eastwood get into the Air Force place to steal the plane. Mm-hmm. And one of the poignant scenes is he flies over and the Russian dude looks up and sees him fly over and he's like, oh, I was successful. And then he blows his brains out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, wow, that guy thought so little of his government and so much of the United States government that he felt like he was doing the world a favor by laying down his life to help the United States government. So it's not like he was being bribed or anything. He was just like, the world is a better place if the United States wins this particular conflict.
Yes. Right?
And I thought, I'll be damned if there's... I bet there's not one Russian that would do that today.
Well, no. And 30 years later, Clint Eastwood is talking to chairs. So.
Yes. And I don't know if the United States was just really good at propaganda back then. Maybe no Soviet citizen would have done that. Maybe that was just bullshit and the government had a hand in like, oh, let's do this propaganda. But I remember as a kid, it was completely believable to me because I thought, of course,
because
the world
America,
will be better with the United States. Well, because we're good, we have the moral authority, we want everyone to live in freedom, blah, 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 right? Fast forward 40 years, or however long ago that movie came out, and I'm thinking about this Syria thing, and we have gotten to the point, well, Vladimir Putin was the head of the KGB, which for our younger listeners was basically the SS of the Soviet Union.
And
which,
for, you got to explain what
younger,
that is.
If you're so young you don't know what KGB is, you probably don't know what the SS is either. Hang on a second. What would it be like now? The TSA. They were like the TSA of Soviet Russia. All right, so, or the NSA, either way.
Okay, because the TSA.
Well, you know, so he's basically a Soviet, right? He's like the head of Russia, but he's basically like, he wants Russia to be the Soviet Union again.
Yeah.
But with less starvation, right?
Right.
Kinder, less gentler Soviet Union.
Potato bread lines and guys going through the snow.
driving huge phallic missiles down the in front of the Kremlin.
Why the fuck would you? Okay,
why don't we have those kind of parades?
Yeah, and what's so stupid? These things could like blow up a city, and they've got like eight of them going by like the brain pan of the country. It's like nothing bad could possibly happen.
Oh, I'm sure they were empty.
You're right. Why did we never have like, you know, ICBMs going by the White House? You know, it's like, you know, here we are. Here's our big phallic, you know, missiles.
I'd go to that parade. And if they do it now, you know, fucking Putin's going to be, you know, shirtless riding a bear at the front of the parade.
That's right. with like an eagle in his jaw.
Somebody be like, is he eating a turkey leg? No, that's an eagle leg.
And he'll have like a Frazetta version of like Sarah Palin like on his leg, you know, like.
Oh, that's too funny. So here's the confusing thing to me, and I'm only confused because I'm holding on to my youth, the crystal clarity of who is right and who is wrong and who are the good guys and who are the bad guys still lingers in my soul. Mm-hmm. But I'm also very sarcastic, cynical, and look for the humor in everything. So Putin comes out.
That is the benefit of age.
Putin, which is what we used to call farting when I was a kid. Putin. He's Putin. Your name is Fartin.
Vladimir Fartin.
So they make this announcement.
We can't talk like that. He's not going to invite us to the Kremlin.
Oh, he's going to be laughing. He'll be like, and is your name really Vladimir? I mean, come on. What did you do? Just call up like a science or did you call up Tom Clancy and say, what would be Tom? What would be the name of a villain in one of your books in the Cold War era?
He'd be like, as Tom Clancy, like,
Mikhail? No. Tom Clancy gets his Rolodex out. He's like, well, I was going to use Vladimir in my next book, but you can have it if you want it. And he's like, all right, Vladimir. And then Tom Clancy, you know, he's a good American. So he said, and your last name should be Snicker. Putin. He's like, Vladimir Putin.
That's right.
Yes, that sounds good. I'll use that.
the whole time, you know, Clancy's flying like an F-16, you know.
Yeah. On his little Bluetooth device. He's got a little Bluetooth earpiece. Ah. He's like, oh, hey. Hello, Gravinsky. Oh, my name, Gravinsky, bad name. I need a new name. Oh, now suddenly he's not Arnold Schwarzenegger anymore. He's the Indian from the top of the show.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, did we actually record that part where you said you were on an Indian burial ground?
No. I was thinking he's the two cavemen from Cheech and Chong. Good thing we no stepping. As we go. Oh. Through the snow.
I go Red Bear now. We go goose step and poop. So anyway, here's what was confusing to me. So Russia announces they're going to have airstrikes, and then they go do the airstrikes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the United States and NATO and everybody comes out and says, you can't do that. And meanwhile, the president of Syria. These airstrikes are to support the Syrian government, which was allies of Russia, which the United States said that they would support the rebels who are trying to kill the Syrian government. By the way, one of the rebel groups is this little group you may have heard of called ISIS. Oh, mighty ISIS, ISIS. I've been saying this for a long time. ISIS has gone bad. Why don't we go get Shazam and get him in here to straighten this shit out? You know?
You know, every time... Okay, here's the thing. We have a cat. We named her Iris. The original name was going to be Isis. I got talked out ISIS. Of it. I got talked out of it because I was going to have to explain we weren't naming her after the terrorist organization that we created. I'm naming her after Joanna Cameron. I'm not naming her after a terrorist organization. But no, so we settled on Iris.
It's like it's not like we named her ISIL.
Yeah, exactly.
Is and it Syria or is funny. It the Levant? I don't know.
No, Levant. Islamic we've been State. Through this. Levant is from Sanford and Son. We've been through this.
Then I was going to name it Levant. But that was too close dummy. To Levant.
That's right.
You big dummy.
No, I would have named the cat Lamont had it been a male. I bet there's never been a cat named Lamont.
Let's do it.
I'm going to.
I'm going to buy a cat just to name it Lamont. And if it's a girl, I'll name it Florida.
Or Florence. No, wait, no. Florida was a good time. Esther.
Aunt Esther.
That's right. Not even Esther. Aunt Esther.
Esther, you so ugly, I could put your face in some dough and make some gorilla cookies.
Gorilla cookies.
I don't think I've ever gotten that one down on tape.
You
all right,
did
so Russia starts bombing Syrian rebels in support of the Syrian government. Mm-hmm. The United States comes out and says, you can't do that. Russia comes back and says, why? We're supporting the government, the people that rule this country. You're supporting the people that are trying to overthrow it. What is more wrong? You know,
yeah.
There's a civil war. We're supporting the rightful government. You're supporting the people fighting the right. And the United States is like, yeah, but the rightful government, so-called rightful government, sucks, and they're killing people. They're like, what are you doing? And so the United States is like arguing, like, we're right, and you're wrong. You're Russia. We're right. And then the headlines are replaced. All the headlines about Russia bombing Syria are replaced with, wait for it, the United States goes ahead and bombs a Doctors Without Borders hospital in Afghanistan. You go, I don't know much about international affairs, and I don't know much about good guys versus bad guys and all that, but there's one thing I know. That Doctors Without Borders, they should be called Doctors with Gigantic Balls, because they go in, they don't care who's fighting who and why. And how dangerous it is. They're just like, I got my medical degree because I want to help people who are hurting. Mm-hmm. And they go in there and do it. We fucking bombed their hospital. And then we're going to tell Russia they can't go in there? Man, the FBI is going to come. This show hasn't even aired yet. The FBI is already on their way.
Yeah, it'll be, it's going to... Oliver Stone will make a movie about this episode in 20 years.
Yeah.
But it'll all be blacked out.
Let's do a little do you remember when? Hey, do you remember when I had not been audited by the IRS? Do you remember when I wasn't in prison? Hey, I'm glad they give us internet service so we can still do the podcast.
Actually,
they put me under the prison, which is under a lake, which is, you know, an underground lake under the Galapagos Islands or something.
The Galapagos Islands. We should do a podcast from prison. We'll be like the Johnny Cash of the podcasters. I bet it's not been done.
Yeah. If they freed me from this podcast, if that Radio Free Indy was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line.
Sui.
Far from Grove House, that's where I want to be.
They'd be like,
whistle, and Pete Cavalier keeps on talking, and that's what tortures me.
They would be like the warden, because you know he'd be like a southern gentleman, because for some reason all wardens are southern, and they'd be like, now when you go on, don't make any jokes about being in prison. And we'd be like, well, I think they know they're in prison. Suddenly, I don't know why Johnny Cash was suddenly Elvis. That sucked bad. that was terrible.
Oh, man. So when you go out there, don't say rape. And don't say butt fucking. You're like, oh, man, now that's all we're going to say. You ever been?
Yeah, we'll be out there.
Suddenly
rape,
you realize you're being raped.
In butter, butterfly kisses.
You ever in the middle of a great, just a really good butt fucking, and realize you're the one being butt fucked and you didn't give permission? Suddenly it's a rape.
Suddenly it's rape.
It goes from feeling good to feeling rapey.
Sorry, it goes from good to rapey, and as you're getting butt fucked, you're like, oh my gosh, Ben Carson was right. I'm gay now. I wasn't gay when I came in here. I'm gay now.
They're like, I wonder if this rape is legitimate.
Is it legitimate?
I guess it depends on if I get pregnant. So that sound you hear, dear listeners, is the sound of the train coming off the tracks.
the train that we drove far from Folsom Prison.
That's right. The wheels came off long ago.
That's right. I thought this is not a show until the wheels come off.
That's a good point. That's a good point. The wheels on the bus go careening down the canyon, careening down the canyon. All right, so let's do another legitimate break then, and when we come back, we will have put the one of those little donut tires, like the little things that look like toy, like wagon wheels.
Yes, the ones that everybody. I don't know how it is in Indy, but in LaPorte, they drive around on them things for like years.
Depends on what side of town you're on.
They're only supposed to last till you get to the gas station.
Right. It depends on what side of town you're on. I've been on the south side, and I've seen a car with three of those on.
And it's like wobbling because
it's like wobbling. It's like a table with like one of the legs broke off or something.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's pull this radio show off to the side of the road and put our spare tires on.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around a bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. I bet there's rich folks eating from a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. And if they freed me from this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
There is nothing that gets like my testosterone raging like Russian army marching music. Have you ever listened to that stuff? Go like on YouTube and type in like Hunt for Red October soundtrack.
I think it would be ill advised right now for me to search on Google for patriotic Russian music after what we've been, the way I've been praising the Russians.
That's true.
Tonight.
That's true.
And talking down the United States. It'd be like, see me sitting at trial. Okay, so he said that he thinks Russia may be right, and who's the United States to say that they're not right? And then he Googled immediately after that Russian,
all right,
patriotic Russian music. And Mr. Vincent, do you have anything to say for yourself? I'd be like, no, if I were sitting on your side, I'd probably think I'm guilty too.
Your name suddenly becomes Stefan Vincentovich.
I'd fucking be calling up Tom Clancy. Look, Tom, I need a name.
I need a name. Help me.
Who's next?
Hang on. Let me bank left on my F-16.
Sergey or Sergey.
All right,
that sounds good.
You'd be Sergey Zivanovich.
Sergey Vincentovich.
No, but think about it. All right.
Vinasovich.
They've got
Vincentovich.
Vinasovich. They've got.
I had some Vinasovich at a vegan restaurant the other day. It was pretty good shit. It was like Polish vegan.
Except I like my Vincentovich I like the actual meat. I'm not a vegan. Well,
gotcha.
Okay, Russia has vodka, good. Elk meat, good. Potatoes, good. Music, good. Cool architecture.
Mm-hmm. Check.
It's just the snow. But the big hat might like distract from the snow. Plus, I'd be sitting like, I'd be sitting in my little, like, rinky-dink, gray-painted apartment. And the phone would ring. And it would be like the phone in... it would be like the phone in To Be or Not To Be. It would be, like, ringing. And I'd pick it up, and, like, there'd be a voice that would go, like, though the woods are dark and deep, I have miles to go before I sleep. And then, my sleeper cell in me would kick in, and I would go assassinate some person somewhere, like in Telephone, which is an awesome Charles Bronson movie if you've never seen it.
And we haven't even gotten to the part where you have this super old transistor radio that does nothing but Russian patriotic music through static.
Yes. In the digital age, it still goes when I tune it. To the big knob.
Yeah, and every once in a while you like turn the knob and it goes
and my 30-year-old wife who looks 90 will have like the babushka on. I'm going to get the breadski from
I'm going to stand in line for bread. I'm going to stand in line for bread. I'll be back in 3 days.
And I'd be like, and pick up some toilet paper and blue jeans while you're down there.
And don't forget the vodka.
That's right. Or as they call it in Russia, water.
Don't panic. It's Steve and Paul on RFI.
The worst time of the week for me,
mm-hmm.
It ain't Monday. It ain't even average Tuesday. It is Sunday as the sun is setting.
Yeah.
There's nothing lonelier than... I know Johnny Cash, or Kris Kristofferson said it, Johnny Cash saying the words, but the Sunday morning coming down, I don't think Sunday morning is the worst. I think Sunday evening is the worst. And when I, if I smell somebody's frying chicken on a Sunday evening, I just want to kill myself. I wonder how many suicides there are on Sunday evening. And how many of them were smelling somebody frying chicken?
That's right. In the note, I smelled chicken, and it was frying.
I blame whoever was frying that chicken.
The thing about Sunday morning sidewalk is, I mean, you're a guy.
I am.
We have all put on our cleanest dirty shirt at some point.
Yes, we have.
Because you have like two in your hand, you're like, woo! All right, this one wins. You know, I'll wear this shirt today.
I must break you.
Welcome back to the Don't Panic Radio Show, where we're just kind of free-forming it tonight, mostly about Vladimir Putin, or as I like to call him, Vlad the Farter.
Oh, that's your...
Damn it!
Vlad the Farter.
He was just about to press that button on his desk that does the intercom thing, and he was going to go, Dravina, get me those Don't Panic guys. I want to meet them. And just before he pushed the button on that old-timey intercom thing, I said Vlad the Farter.
Right.
And he's like, ah,
you're ruined.
Vlavina, have them killed.
Yeah. Meanwhile, my neighbor that wants to borrow my internet, she'll get a phone call and be like, though the woods are dark and deep. Like, next thing I know, there's like a gigantic baby assassin in my house.
She's like, I have activated the asset.
I don't even know what that means.
Well, you got to watch the Bourne movies.
Oh, I've watched the first
one. Get the asset.
I've watched the first one.
They call him the asset. Him and all of the guys like him, but you know, he's the best. He was the first and the best, you know.
Right.
Just like all those movies. So, about that, by the way, here's another headline that plays into this about that bombing. I don't want to leave it out there that the United States meant to bomb that hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Because generally, whether it's our propaganda or our just my naivete, I like to say naivete instead of naivety.
Naivete.
Because I get
It sounds sexier when you say naivete.
Naivete.
Oh.
Well, I get naivety confused with those little statue things you put up at Christmas of Jesus and Mary.
That's right. Over here at my house, it's Jesus, Mary, ZZ Top, and dinosaurs. That's my
yes. house. Jesus, Mary, ZZ Top, and dinosaurs. So here's the headline: U.S. general says Afghans requested airstrike that hit Kunduz hospital. The American commander of Afghanistan, General John F. Campbell, said on Monday that Afghan forces had requested the airstrike that destroyed a Doctors Without Borders hospital in the city of Kunduz, conceding that the military had made a grave mistake. So, I believe that they didn't do it on purpose. I believe it was a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And I also believe that the worst PR in history would be, well, that's a strong statement. One of the worst PR moves is to say, no. Yeah, okay, yes, it was a mistake. But the people who live here asked us to bomb that hospital. I think that's... I don't even think the Russians would do that. I think the Russians would probably go, that wasn't a hospital. That was a terrorist training camp.
Sure. In Russia, hospital bombs you.
Oh, man. So this has been actually as funny as it's been. We've taken on some pretty heady topics, if you ask me.
So
So I'm going to scroll on down to...
Let's do a... do you remember the time, or whatever the fuck we decided to call it?
Do you remember when?
Yes. Do you remember
do
when?
Do you remember when we used to sing? Fa la 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 la. Anyway, go on.
Just like that. No, go ahead. Give us a "Do you remember when?" headline for those of you at home keeping score.
So this is a to be clear, this is something that that has a high chance of
our audience
resolving itself
it.
Within the next week.
Our audience will have forgotten it within 3 or 4 days after it happening, so we want to remind them that it happened.
Good point.
In the year 2015. In a world.
In the year 2015. Here's one. End to rain in sight, but floods will persist in South Carolina. South Carolinians walked along the bridge over the Congaree River. Hoods up against the pelting rain, their heads cast toward... Apparently, like, 7 people have died. Oh, hang on a second. Hey, do you remember when that shooting in Oregon was in the news?
I don't know if we want to go there.
Oh, wait a minute. It's... No, it's already not in the news. Okay, I'm looking... Here are the top stories. Trans-Pacific Partnership could impact Hollywood. End to rain in sight, but floods will persist. U.S. General says Afghans requested airstrike on that hospital. 11-year-old who shot 8-year-old neighbor could be tried as an adult. Governor Brown signs controversial assisted suicide bill. And pilot's death a rarity in midair. And passengers were not at risk. Nothing about the Oregon 9 people being killed. So if you don't want to go there, we don't have to go there.
So where do we go from here?
Now that all of our children are growing up.
Wow.
How do we spend our time?
Knowing no one gives a damn. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a closing song. We were just discussing what to close the show out with.
So here's
nobody
the thing.
Nobody plays that song.
Unity Radio Hour is next.
Yeah,
we are live every Monday, or well, you know, we are premiering our pre-recorded live show every Monday at 7, immediately followed by the Do It Indie Radio Hour. But why don't you go ahead and turn it on at 6 and listen to some nice punk music to relax you a little bit over dinner? We do not exist without you, so keep listening. And if you think of it, turn on radiofreeandy.com.
Hey, have we verified an interview with MP's Trilby yet? Has that been established?
No. I keep trying to get a hold of him, but, you know, I work with MP, and the Trilby does not come to work with him.
Mm.
And I'm not... I don't think MP speaks for the Trilby. He doesn't even call himself MP at work. Hmm. So I think I have a little communication error. I've sent several emails to the Trilby. None of them have been returned. I may be mixing up Gmail and Yahoo. I don't know if I have the right.
Or God help you if you're on AOL.
So. Yeah. I tried Netscape even. I love it. Oh, well, I think we've got another one for the ages here. The predictions we made are bound to come true.
That's correct.
So, for Vladimir Putin... Call me, baby. And Paul Schultz, my name is Steve Vinson, and don't you forget, nothing you just heard was true.